Good morning. Greetings in Christ's name this morning. Good to be with you. A little bit different. Feels like we're starting church halfway through the service, and we should have some background behind us. And I guess in a way we do, because we've been out patrolling the roads and seeing what's going to be happening and looking at the radar and wondering what's going on. And I, too, thought it was nice, a song selection. From every stormy wind that blows and that the fact that we have a solid anchor. Times change, things happen. Never know what's going to happen sometimes from day to day. And yet, God is always there. And it's easy for us to say that here maybe this morning. Eight people, as far as we know, were killed in storms last night. And it would be a lot harder for those people to say the same thing. And, you know, often it's maybe easy for us just to say, I'll be praying for you. Somebody comes to us and expresses a difficulty or a struggle they're going through. And we say, well, I'll pray for you. And we sort of wash our hands of it, and maybe we say a few brief prayers. But are we there for each other? Are we also a rock for each other in the storms that we each face? It's a challenge that we have. Since we did not have Sunday school this morning, and since the children won't have any other part of the service that's their part of the service, I'd like to invite all the children from 12 up to come up to the front, and you can just sit on either side, both sides. The girls can sit in the girls' side, the boys can sit in the boys' side. And if you want to come up and you're 14, that's fine, but at least those of you through 12, and we'll have a few things for you this morning. So you can come on up now at this time. Bring your Bible if you have a Bible. Room for everybody? How many of you like the rain? Do you enjoy when it rains outside? Our yard is full of puddles. So full of puddles that if you would try to walk around out there, you would, unless you had boots on, no matter where you walked, you'd get your feet all wet. The chickens have, if they would try to go outside, it'd be wet for them. The dog and the cat are hiding under the porch, and they're all cold and wet. But when you go inside, it's not cold and wet, is it? It's nice. I'm going to tell you a story about one time when I was a young man, a little bit older than you. I was 18, and we were living in a place called Romania. And in Romania, it rains a lot in the wintertime. It rains a lot and a lot, but usually not just terribly bad. Usually it's sort of like here. It just, you know, it rains for a while, and then it's nice again for a while, and it rains for a while. One night, we were sleeping in our beds, and it had rained for about 2 days. And it had rained and rained. It kept on raining and didn't stop. Instead of stopping, it just rained harder and rained harder and harder. And a little ways away from our village, there was a gypsy camp. And do you know what gypsies are? Does anybody know what gypsies are? Who are gypsies?
Bad people.
Bad people? Well, I'm sure there are bad people and good people who are gypsies. Anybody else? Okay, well, they're an ethnic group who live in different countries. They're descended probably from India. They probably came as slaves many years ago, and they're scattered throughout Europe. And the particular group of gypsies that were at this place didn't really mix with the other Romanian people. They had their own little place, and they built bricks. They built bricks down by the river, and they would take sand and mud and mix it with water, and they would put it in a little box. Let it set in the sun for a while, and then they would take that, flip it upside down, and there was a little mud brick, and they put it on a pile until the pile was probably as high as the church here, in a careful stack, and then they would put fire inside that pile of bricks, and the pile of bricks would burn and burn and burn, and then finally, when it was done burning, the bricks wouldn't be brown anymore, they would be red, and they'd be bricks to use for houses. That's what they did. But there was a lot of bad things that went on down there at that gypsy camp. There was a lot of people who were sick and who would get hurt. The little children would run around without any clothes on at all. And they didn't know about Jesus. They didn't know very much about Jesus at all. And so we would go down there and we would talk to them. They would stop and they would lean on their shovels and they would lean on their brick-making tools and they would listen when we told them Bible stories. Well, that was the gypsy camp. And when you go into your house, you shut the door, right? And it's warm inside. Your dad has the fire going or your mom has the stove burning and it's all nice in there. Well, it wasn't like that for them. Do you know what they lived in? They lived in huts that were made out of mud and sticks and plastic. And it was cold. There would be snow on the ground, and it would be bitterly cold out there. And they would just go inside these little mud huts, and it was just like plastic, like you hang over a wood pile or something. And they would pull the plastic shut behind them, and that was their house. More like a tent, except it wasn't even as nice a tent as you use for camping. It was just a little mud plastic hut. Well, we were sleeping in our nice warm house and the fire was burning and we were warm and everything was nice. And all of a sudden, at about 2 o'clock in the morning, do you know what we heard? Hey! Hey! And what do you think if that happened to you at 2 o'clock in the morning? What would you do? Well, we popped our heads out and looked out. And here was a gypsy man. And do you know what he was saying? He said, our village is flooded. The river overran its banks and there's water everywhere and it's washing away our houses and we're afraid it's going to wash away our children. It's washing away everything that we have. Please come help us. And so we quickly jumped in the van and there wasn't enough of us. We had to get some boats. And so we went rushing up to another person's house that we knew. And we knocked on his window. And he was inside and he was sleeping and he didn't answer. Knocked on the window again. And he still didn't answer. Finally, we knocked a third time. And you know what we heard? We heard this. He was knocking back from the inside. He was so sleepy and so startled, he didn't know what to do except beat back on the window from the inside. He didn't know what to do. But finally, we woke him up. We woke him up and we said, please come help. And so we got a bunch of people together. We got some van loads of men. And we've got a boat. And we went down to where the gypsy village was, except the gypsy village wasn't there anymore. There was a railroad track that went right past the village. And the railroad track stuck up like a little road up out of the water. And there was water rushing by on each side. And there were geese from the village were swimming in the water. And you could see where the little tents had been washed away. And there was little children stranded up out of the water. And women were holding them. And people were frantic. Everything that they had, it wasn't very much, but everything that they had was being washed away in that horrible storm, that horrible flood. And so we got down there, and everybody got a little child up on their back, and we went walking down the railroad tracks with these children up on our backs. And we walked back and forth and back and forth and carried everybody out and carried out as much things as we could. But the village was washed away. All those little houses, those little plastic houses, got washed away in the flood. Aren't you glad that your house didn't get washed away this morning? That when you woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning, you didn't have your house drifting down the river? The Bible talks about floods. And I'd like to look up a few scripture passages about floods. So I want you to help me read. And what I'm going to do is I'm not going to tell you who needs to read. Everybody who has a Bible and who can read, raise your hand. Okay, so I want you to look up these passages, and I want you to, when you have a chance, read one of these verses, okay? And if you don't say it, I'll point to you and ask you to read it. So first one let's turn to is Matthew 7. Everybody have it? Matthew 7. Find verse 24. And Jesus is talking here about a flood. It's an even bigger flood than the one we have down in the valley here. Okay, everybody have it? So who's going to be the first one to read verse 24? Okay, Katrina?
Therefore, whosoever heareth these things saying of me, doeth them. I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house by water.
Okay, thank you. All right, who's going to read verse 25? One of the boys. Kyler.
And the rain descended, and came and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock.
Okay, and who's going to read verse 26? Eric?
And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand.
Okay, and who wants to read verse 27? One of you girls. Okay.
And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, and great was the fall.
Okay, so Jesus is talking here about a wise man and a foolish man. Now, do you think those gypsies should have built their village down in the valley right beside the river? Wasn't a good idea, was it? It was nice and close to the river so they could have water, but they didn't think about the fact that when a flood came, it would wash them all away. And Jesus is saying that if you listen to what I'm saying, the things that we read about what Jesus said, if we listen to those things and then obey them, we'll be like a wise man who built his house in a good place where the floods can't come wash it away. Your houses, where your dad's, or your where the place where your mom and dad bought your house, isn't right down by the river, is it? Right where it could get washed away every time a flood comes along? No, because they built it in a good place. And so if we obey God's word, that's like building our house in a good place. And if we know what's right and we don't do it, then it's like building it in a bad place. How many of you have been to the beach, gone to the ocean? Okay, you built a sandcastle when you were there? Is that fun? It's fun to build sandcastles, isn't it? And you can build these great, big, beautiful sandcastles. But what happens when the tide comes in? Alexander? It gets washed away. One time we built a big castle, and it was a nice castle. And it was so nice, we didn't want it to get knocked down when the water came. So you know what we did? We built a great big wall around it. Big sand wall around the big sand castle. And the tide started coming in, and we started trying to build the wall taller and taller and taller. Do you know what our wall did? It just went, sank down. And next thing you know, our beautiful castle was just a little lump of sand. That's what happens. If we don't obey what we know to do, what God tells us to do, what Jesus tells us to do, then that's going to be the thing that happens to our lives. It won't last. It won't stand. Okay? The Bible also talks about a different kind of flood. Look at Isaiah 59, verse 19. Whoever can find that first can go ahead and read it. Isaiah 59, verse 19. Okay, so it says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Can anybody tell me what that means? What does it mean when the enemy comes in like a flood? Anybody want to guess? Or tell me? Okay, it's talking about wicked people. But wicked people, and sometimes when they do wicked things, it seems like it's so much wickedness that it's just everywhere. And it's like it carries you away. Were you ever with friends or people that were doing something bad and it felt like you just had to do the same thing right with them? That's what it's talking about. It carries you away like a flood. But it says when bad people come and try to get us to do bad things, it says the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Does anybody know what a standard is? Okay, a standard is a flag. This is a flag. When the soldiers would fight in their armies with their battles, every side would have its flag, its standard. And it's saying that God will lift up a standard so we know where God is. God will raise up a flag and he will say, I'm right here and I will help you. You come running to me and I will help you be strong. So when the enemy is like a flood, when it feels like you're just going to get washed away, you remember that God will be there strongly protecting you and you can run to him. Okay, there's one more over in in Psalm 18. Find Psalm 18. We're going to read several verses here. This is a beautiful psalm that talks about David when he was so thankful that God took care of him. But we're just going to read a few verses at the beginning. So I think we'll read down through verse... Let's just read through verse 7. There's a lot more here, but we'll just read through verse 7 and look for the verse that talks about floods, and you can tell me about it afterward. Okay, so who's going to read verse 1 in Psalm 18? Alexander?
I will love thee, O Lord, my strength.
Okay, verse 2? Hadassah? All right, thank you. Who's going to read verse 3? Somebody brave enough? Kyler?
I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be safe from my enemies.
Okay, verse 4? Let's see. Mr. A, whichever one you are.
The sorrow of the death compassed me in the floods of godly men made me afraid.
All right, thank you. And verse 6. I'm sorry, verse 5. Katrina?
The sorrow of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me.
All right, two more verses. Who is wanting to read verse 6? Hadassah? Okay, in verse 7, let's just read it together. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth or because he was angry. Okay, it says that David cried out to God when some bad people came and tried to hurt him. Do you know who those bad people were? Who remembers who was trying to chase David? Narcissa. Saul was. And this was when David was so thankful that he had been freed from Saul, and he escaped from Saul. And it says that he cried out to God, and then God heard him. And it says, when God heard him, the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills moved and were shaken because God was angry. So where's the verse about the floods? Yes. Verse 4, the sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. There again, it's talking about ungodly men. There's so many, it seemed like they were going to sweep him away and just drown him because there were so many bad things happening. But it didn't, because he called to God. He called to God and God took care of him. So remember that if you build your life on the rock, what does that mean? What does it mean when we build our life on the rock? What did Jesus say? It's when we hear his word and what? And obey it. When we hear God's word and obey it, that's building a life on the rock, then the floods won't wash us away. But if we don't obey, then it's like building our life on the sand. And then when bad things happen, we'll also get taken away. So we don't want that to happen, do we? All right, why don't we all stand and let's sing The Wise Man and the Foolish Man. You ready? I'll turn this mic off. All right. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. But louder. The rock stood firm. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rains came tumbling down. The rains came down as the floods came up. The rains came down as the floods came up. The rains came down as the floods came up. Flat. Okay, everybody help us. So build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. So build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. So build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the blessings will come down. The blessings will come down as your prayers go up. The blessings will come down as your prayers go up. The blessings will come down as your prayers go up. So build your life on the Lord. Okay, let's bow our heads for prayer.